I must not drag down my Lord's compassion eye any more. My heart has only one prayer. My Lord, do teach me how to love you more, infinitely more. My life has only one prayer. My Lord, do teach me how to serve you more, infinitely more. We never give God the needed opportunity to satisfy us. Every day I pray to God to teach me one new heart-soaring song. Love God first, then think of God and talk about God. My surrender life is God's most favorite toy. We must never belittle others' faith. It is a serious crime. My heart knows that God's arrival is always punctual. Negativity, criticism, weeds must be uprooted every day. Be careful. Ignorance forces throw punches right and left at our aspiration life. A self-giving heart is God's greatest joy. To see and feel God's presence in every human being is undoubtedly the supreme achievement in a human life. My gratitude heart does not want to hear anything wrong about the world. To talk about anything other than God is worse than useless. There shall come a time when the suspicion mind and the aggression vital will both surrender to the aspiration heart. A sincerity heart knows it is not a difficult task to grasp God's will. My heart is more than ready to wait indefinitely to touch God's feet. My Master dwells inside the breath of my surrender life. Every day I must increase my faith in my Master so that I can climb up higher and higher in my God quest. Alertness is of supreme importance in the spiritual life. My Master tells me that he is definitely going to help me to become his heartbeat. The inner life knows no boundary limits. God tells us that we need both optimism and dynamism at the same time. A spiritual person has to be always natural in his inner life and in his outer life. Love and surrender are essentially and eternally only one thing. Love is the beauty of surrender. Surrender is the fragrance of love. The doubting mind tries very hard to give my purity heart a very short life. Every day, the mind eagerly visits the desire festival. Alas, my God realization sure is still out of sight. When I enter into the mind, the wrongdoings of the mind are appalling. When I enter into the heart, the right longing of the heart is exceptionally inspiring and encouraging. The mind and its friend, ever deepening night, are always together. The heart and its friend, ever increasing delight, are always together. The mind's prayer, give me everything that you have, O God. The heart's prayer, O God, I need nothing from you as long as you remain in my aspiring heart and I remain in your forgiving heart. God is extremely sad at my mind's continuous rest requests. My pride balloon is always found in the mire of worthlessness. May my body, vital, mind, and heart join my soul in its sleepless God manifestation quest. God cheerfully carries us through the trials of life only when he sees that our love, devotion, and surrender are genuine. When my mind life is completely broken, God and I see the opening of my new heart life. Divine love alone knows what unconditional surrender is. Many can see the truth, but few, very few, can be the truth. God shows me his pride when I smile, even after I have lost. I pray to God for my intensity mind and immensity heart to remain close together. Each good thought safeguards our sacred heart home. Not skin deep, but God deep have to be our daily prayers and meditations. I know full well that God is only one heart phone call away. When my Lord blows the obedience whistle, many soulfully come, many ruthlessly disdain. Nobody has to wait for long in God's waiting room. God is eager to share his oneness secrets with all. From the depths of my devotion heart, I must pray to my Lord Supreme. I am totally lost between my greedy mind and my needy heart. Be not afraid of problems. Accept them, challenge them, and conquer them. We all must swim across the ignorant sea to arrive at our destined goal. The closer you come to the Lord Supreme, the sweeter becomes your heart. My aspiration cry is the living affirmation of God's compassion eye. My soul has finally convinced my mind to surrender to God's way. Alas, I do not know when and how I can arrive at my Lord's compassion heart goal. God's forgiveness tower is infinitely taller than we can ever imagine. When you say good morning to God, say it with all your heart's enthusiasm. We must recognize the boundless love that our souls have for our Lord Supreme. Each good thought is a divine guest from the higher worlds. A gratitude heart is the most important achievement in a God-seeker's life. I shall never look at my yesterday's face. This is my solemn promise to myself. All creations of the restless mind are fragile. The curiosity roar is extremely loud. A brief flash of inner happiness can awaken us fully to our Lord Supreme. I am praying and praying to gain back my Lord's compassion eye and his forgiveness heart. Each moment, I must take a big purity breath to manifest God's will here on earth. Our life tree has to grow in our faith soil. May my gratitude heart boat every day sail on my life's surrender river. God's heart home is our only real home. There is only one song that can silence the mind, and that song is my life's God surrender song. May God save me every day from my prison mind. The soul obeys only God's laws. Only stark fools can enjoy flattery feasts. Gratitude is by far the best song for every heart. Finally, even my mind is embarking on truth search. We need a very deep-rooted determination to succeed in our spiritual life. We must keep our Lord Supreme at the forefront of every, or we must keep our Lord Supreme at the forefront at every moment. There is always an opinion collision between my aspiring heart and my doubting mind. Our inner faith is the constant reminder of our Lord's presence in the depths of our heart. My heart basks every day in my Lord's sunny sweetness smile. Every seeker must feel that it is his obligation to liberate humankind. Patience is the cure for all our failings. We must treasure the rare privilege of our spiritual life. There is no need to travel anywhere to increase our love of God. We can increase our love of God right here where we are. We must remain always busy with our higher life. O seeker, do not take anything for granted. You must work hard if you want to achieve something momentous in your life. The constant fear of God is always wrong, either in the outer life or in the inner life. My Master's smile radiates all the time deep inside my heart. Everything divine within us must come to the fore to express God's love everywhere. O aspiring heart bird, fly high, higher, highest if you want to see God's heart home. My heart of gratitude takes me by the hand to my Lord Supreme. When my Master smiles at me, it is the most precious moment in my life. Alas, my Lord's outer presence frightens me. To my greatest joy, my Lord's inner presence cradles my entire being. No negativity mind can open my heart's hope door. Do not wait for an aspiration heart. Just cry and cry. Aspiration will run into your heart. Everybody has a unique task to perform. Some succeed, while others do not. When the inner pilot asks you to do something, never delay, even for a fleeting moment. Never give up. If you give up your goal, then God realization will remain a far cry. Once we embark on the spiritual journey, there is no such thing as a time limit. We will arrive at our goal at God's choice hour. If your heart is made of faith, then your life is bound to be a life of action. Anything divine you want to do, rest assured, your inner pilot long ago approved of it. Love originality all the time. Dislike imitation all the time. Originality is freedom. Imitation is bondage from the beginning to the end. Do not deny yourself. You will without fail find a way to reach the goal. Do not allow disbelief to grow under your dreams. If you believe that God loves you, then you must also believe that he definitely has a very special plan for you. Without humility, no prayer can ever succeed. Decision is our heart's real friend. Indecision is an enemy not only of our heart, but also of our heaven-climbing life. Others may fail, but you are not others. You belong to yourself only. All opportunities are within our easy reach. Knowledge is pond deep. Wisdom is ocean deep. We must get happiness by helping others first. Only then will our happiness have true meaning. Like my soul, I too do not have any limits. Take each of your failures as a springboard and nothing else. If you are ready to risk failure, success itself will run towards you. Do not believe in excuses if you really want your outer life to be all success and your inner life to be all progress. This world does not need people of merely good intentions. This world needs people of immediate actions. Silence punishes severely not only the outer critic, but the inner critic as well. Be ready. When? In the immediacy of this very moment. If you anticipate misfortune, misfortune will knock at your life door sooner than at once. To have determination is to be halfway to the goal. Do what you must, and not only what you can. Surround yourself with those who need you, and not with those who want you. Day in and day out, God has only one command. Arise, my child, arise. There is no such thing as the perfect moment. Every moment is perfect in a very special way. No human being is bereft of divine esteem. Our God Surrender Life is by far the best swimmer to cross ignorant sea. Our God Devotion Heart can see far into the future. Those who care only for book knowledge are completely lost in the mists of the mind. Purity blossoms from the very depths of God-devoted thoughts. The unaspiring mind quite strangely loves to live in uncertainty quagmire. Like my soul, I must develop universal sympathy if I really want happiness from my life. Words do not really embody solace. Solace is in silence prayers. Skepticism and cynicism were not allowed to take birth with the heart. Anyone that comes to God and takes shelter will have the joy of unhorizoned peace and bliss. My Lord, I beg of you to grant me two favors. Bend me to your feet, bind me to your heart. The doubting mind has problems. The aspiring heart has the cure. Giving your best has its own satisfaction. True satisfaction can never be found in desire fulfillment. As the road is endless, even so our aspiration heart has to be tireless. What God wants to hear most from me is my surrender heart song. If we live in the mind, then our hope is goalless. If we live in the vital, then our promise is pointless. A God gratitude heart knows no exhaustion. I am happy only when my heart and I walk behind our Lord with obedience steps. In pleasing God, gratitude and surrender have no parallel. The faith mountain is not only inspiring, but also fascinating. Time and again I have asked my mind not to talk to God, but to remain seated at his feet. Each God thought embodies God concern. God feels miserable when I think that he is only in heaven and not on earth. The heart does not need expression. The heart needs only expansion. Expansion is the best form of expression. If you demolish your pride, then God will abolish your self-doubt. Is the constant remembrance of God's presence in the depths of our heart. I am so happy that my mind has now become the beginner of a oneness life. There is a God song for every aspiring heart. There is a man's story for every unaspiring mind. My heart feeds only on my God faith. There is only one home, and that home is our love of God. A deep purity breath can destroy thousands of doubt insects. Silence descends when meditation ascends. The mind loves to blind God with anger. The heart loves to bind God with love. He who does not have faith in himself is bound to be helpless and hopeless. The vital enjoys exasperation. The mind enjoys frustration. The heart enjoys God union. My ignorance has now a new name, God surrender. Reality speaks. Only silence can hear. Divinity speaks. Only heart tears can hear. God speaks. Only soul smiles can hear. Each calamity strengthens the faith of a true God seeker. The mind walls are bound to dissolve in the sea of the heart's light. Like passing clouds, passing thoughts are also powerless and useless. At long last, my wandering mind has found its heart home, God surrender. Pray only for God's sake. Lo, a whole new world is welcoming you. I love not my Lord's mild request. I love only my Lord's command voice. To touch the heart of God, we must sit at the feet of God first. My heart needs only village life simplicity to make the fastest progress. My volcano aspiration terrifies my mind ignorance oppression. My heart has been begging and begging my mind to pray and meditate. Alas, now it is exhausted to its very last breath. Temptation challenges aspiration. Aspiration accepts the challenge of temptation. God takes the side of aspiration. He makes aspiration win. The human in us is afraid of God's face, but not of his heart. When we love God's yes and no equally, God runs towards us to crown us. If we give God 100%, God will give us his life beauty and heart fragrance. Every morning, God wants each seeker to hoist a fullness truth flag.